birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, so glad to have you with us. It is Travel Night, and again, this is the only broadcast in all of New York City, as far as I know, anywhere on planet Earth, that is just wholly dedicated 100% every single night to doing all that we can to bring New York City back from the brink of this horrible pandemic and long season of loss. Our businesses, our buildings, our people, we have all suffered, and we are trying to do everything we can to get back on top. And part of that is every night we talk about a topic that impacts the lives of New Yorkers, and we try to give them some sign of hope, some little degree of help in that regard. And on Tuesdays, we talk money on Mondays. We talk wellness on Wednesdays. We talk legal advice on Thursdays. We talk fun and entertainment and your weekend on Fridays. But on Tuesdays, we talk travel, and we talk travel with one of the travel experts in all the land. Her name is Valerie Delia. There she is. Say good night.
Hey,
say hello to
hello,
Val.
Good,
hey, Val.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing well, Kevin. How you doing?
It's good to have you back. I was looking at your Instagram. You were flouting around Broadway this last week. You have to tell me about that a little bit later.
I'll tell you about it. Yeah, I've got a huge crush, like every other woman and man probably.
So it's so funny. On Friday, I'm talking Broadway with Christine. My bride hears the show in the other room, and she's like, ask about Hugh Jackman. Ask about the show with Hugh Jackman. You got to find out about Hugh Jackman. So we'll find out about it later in the show.
Yes.
Hey, we've got a special guest. He's on a tight timetable. We've only got a couple of segments with him. Tell us who we're going to talk to.
Okay, we are going to tackle a big question in travel. What is the future of travel, Kevin? And we have a perfect person to bring us down that road. Tom Lowry is the editor-in-chief at Skift. That's a travel intelligence platform. It's celebrating 10 years, and I've been a fan of theirs for that whole decade. And what they're coming out with now is the anniversary of the mega trends. What are the travel mega trends? So let's go forward, and I'll introduce Tom Lowry, and happy to have you with us, Tom.
Hey, Kevin and Val, thanks for having me back. Appreciate you giving us a chance to talk a little bit about our megatrends are coming up tomorrow.
I'm very curious, how does one define a megatrend? What makes it a megatrend as opposed to a maxi trend or just a trend? what is the megatrend?
We with all modesty, say that our megatrends define the future of travel, Kevin. So we try to get out ahead of some trends that may not make sense now, but down the road they completely help sort of change the travel industry. So as Val mentioned, Skift is 10 years old, and this is the 10th edition of the megatrends that we do. Most recently, we do them in January for the year ahead. Usually we have live presentations. You know, in the past, before the pandemic, we would do presentations around the globe. Tomorrow we're having a virtual event where we're interviewing some executives to talk about our trends and some of the topics that are embedded in those trends. So in the past, you know, we've kind of been out in front on the rise of Chinese travelers, on the issues of over-tourism, mobile-only generation travel booking. We talked a little bit about kind of when people were sort of just laughing off Airbnb. We talked about the significance of short-term rentals and how they were going to be a player, as well as, you know, other subjects like on-demand economy, how that crisscrosses with travel as well as social platforms. So, just a broad look at travel through the lens of business, of course, because we are We are B2B, business-to-business publication, so we write for a business audience at Skift.
And now, Tom, have all the trends in the past 10 years come to pass?
No, of course not.
Okay.
So, you know, some of the things I just, you know, where, you know, you take a chance on and interview people and sometimes they just don't come true. But, you know, we've had a pretty good track record. So over the 10 years, including this year's trends, we're doing 14. It'll be unveiled tomorrow. We'll have done 160 trends. And we used to do a print magazine along with it before the pandemic, as I explained before. So those will be released around noon tomorrow.
Okay, you're going to give us a hint of a few of them this evening?
Sure. No, I thought I would, you know, for your
make
audience,
some news,
I thought I would, you know, talk a little bit about some of what we have in the package tomorrow. You know, as we have seen with the airlines over the years where they've charged a lot for sort of layers of service where you feel like you're being nickel and dimed. Now, this may be a good thing for travel companies, not so great for consumers, but we believe in the next year or so, we're going to see more travel companies beyond just airlines unbundling their service and charging for those. So they're going to spread across hospitality and amusement parks. So, for example, at hotels, you may pay for separate services that are now included with your daily rate. So, like for gym access and so forth. So, we're calling this the unbundling of services. So that's one trend that we've identified. And you know, we talked to somebody. You know, we had our mega trend. We had our Skift Global Forum at the TWA Hotel.
Oh,
in,
yeah.
In September. Great event, yep. And the hotel is owned by a fellow named Tyler Morse, and he is one of the leading proponents of kind of unbundling services at hotels. He says if you own a brand, you want to give more things away for free, that's how you build stronger brands. More stuff, less money. But you know, in turn, if you're a consumer, you may see it a different way. So
does that mean unbundling services? It means you're paying for them a la carte.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So it's sort of, you know, we've only really seen that to a high degree now with airlines, right? So you like you're paying for different stuff with seats or different size bags or whatever.
You can't even get your peanuts for free anymore. You gotta pay for the littlest snack that they bring to your table.
And I feel like, you know, that's not great for consumers, but these companies have just been through the ringer over the last 2 years, and I think they're just looking for ways to sort of generate revenue. So
let me ask you about that, Tom, directly, because obviously in a consumer-driven world, the thing that is bad for consumers ultimately I don't think is going to work well for corporations. How long are they willing to, you know, play around with this and dangle an a la carte menu to the risk of people saying, well, I'm just not down with that anymore, and then one competitor somewhere in the field goes, well, we're going to rebundle again.
Rebundle it, right. And I think you've seen a lot of that with, you know, to draw a comparison with the cable companies, right? I mean, there was a lot of sort of pressure to do a la carte, and I don't think that really worked. And you're not hearing a whole lot about a la carte with your cable channels anymore like you used to.
You're not,
so
that's true.
I think at this point, you know, you're going to see a lot of companies try it. We're probably going to be writing about those companies, but... you know, I think in the long run, it's an experiment, and we'll see, you know, how much pushback they get, like you said, Kevin, and reassess that strategy.
Well, I think
give
whoever,
us another one.
What's, I think whoever is out, I think the first one back into the pool is going to be the big winner, because they may all say, okay, yeah, we're all down with unbundling. I guarantee you the first one that goes, no, we're putting it all back together again, they're just going to have the consumer wave coming their direction.
Right. So another one that we looked at, and this has been a situation that has been sort of brewing for years, particularly with the problems over tourism, where communities just feel trounced by this sort of travel industrial complex in terms of overcrowding and nobody really taking into consideration these local communities. And I think the pandemic has given the travel industry a pause where communities will no longer be spectators in travel. You know, the pandemic exposed how obsolete, you know, mid-sized events have become in recent years. And there's a new emphasis emerging with great returns. So I just think that there's going to be, you know, this idea that, you know, communities will have a greater say. We're seeing a lot of it, for example, in Hawaii, where the destination marketing organization for the island.
That makes sense. Hey, Tom, hold that thought real quick because we got to take a commercial break, but we're coming back. We have just a few more minutes with Tom. He's got to rush off to something else. Skift.com Megatrends is what we're talking about tonight. Stay with us.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
You have homeowners insurance for a good reason, because without it, a fire, flood, or burglary could destroy you financially. But there's another major crime your homeowner's policy doesn't cover. It's called home title fraud. The FBI calls title fraud one of the fastest growing crimes, and it can ruin you financially, which is why you need Home Title Lock. Title fraud happens when a criminal forges your signature on documents stating you sold your home to him. Then he takes out loans against your home and leaves you with the payments. You'll spend a fortune in legal fees trying to prove you didn't commit fraud. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title the instant they detect anyone, from a cyber thief to a renter to a relative trying to forge their way onto your home's title. They help shut it down. Go to HometitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim, and enter radio for your 60-day money-back guarantee. That's radio at HometitleLock.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michaels of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michaels of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michaels of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michaels of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
This is Sebastian Gorka, and I want to invite you to join me for a powerful travel opportunity that will likely become the highlight of your year. I'm headed to Israel in November 2022 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places, meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Together, we'll uncover key geopolitical insights as we unpack Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll return home empowered by the experience. If you ever dreamt of visiting Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. For more information, call 855-565-5519 or book online at StandWithIsraelTour.com. 855-565-5519 or StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Hi, folks. This is Jerry Crowley, General Manager at Salem Media Group in New York. I want to tell you about a terrific opportunity we have for two people to join us, one to sell digital advertising and the other to sell radio advertising at the radio station. Please drop me a note at jerry.crowley@salem.cc if you're interested or you know someone who might be interested in joining us. jerry.crowley@salem.cc. Thank you very much.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
The Joe Piscopo Show. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. Tomorrow night's Medical Wellness Night. We'll be talking with the Fox News Medical All-Stars, Dr. Siegel and company. But tonight we talk travel, and we do that every Tuesday. And Valerie Delia is back with us, and we're speaking with Tom Lowry, who's on a tight deadline. Tom is with Skift. Skift.com is where you can go and find what we're talking about tonight. But Valerie, you described them as megatrends. He told us what megatrends are. He's given us a little sneak preview of a couple of them. Tom, do you have any more before we have to let you go tonight?
Sure, and this is sort of something that for those of us who live in New York, we're seeing it quite a bit, which is the sort of, as travel and the tourism industry slowly came back in the last year, I think one of the things that we were noticing was the great labor shortage, that mm-hmm. the companies that were coming back, the hotels and the restaurants mm-hmm. and some of the bars, were just having trouble recruiting people. So one of our trends is addressing that, which is that a lot of travel companies have begun to do something called upskilling. So what does that mean? That means that the divide between available workers and open positions, as we see it, are just too great to overcome. So what's needed is educating a small labor pool with new skills. And that's really the only way to overcome the labor shortage. So that means it's somebody that might be at an entry level. You bring them along a lot quicker with new training to try to address your needs as a travel company. And we're seeing this all across, the sort of spectrum of travel, from hotels that are offering special programs to the flight academy at United Airlines that's making special efforts to bring people into the pilot training program there. One of the reasons, besides just workers being out sick with COVID over the holidays for all the cancellations, was just on top of all those people taking sick time, was that there just weren't enough workers to begin with to do the jobs properly, at airports and on board planes and so forth. So
this megatrend means more jobs.
Right. That's sort of the great upskilling. It's also just it's mm-hmm. a retention play. Like, if you give somebody incentive to do a job with higher responsibility, with more pay, they're not going to run off to the next job, because as you probably have reported, it's a seller's market right now in terms of the job market.
Yep. And your colleague Dennis already broke my heart about one mega trend that I think should be there, and it's not.
Okay, and what's that?
Kevin is going to, he's going to shake his head and go, oh, I know, she's always talking about this. But ancestral travel.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Roots Tech is huge out in St. Louis. It's coming up again. It's, going to be virtual. And I've been there, out there in Salt Lake City in person, when it just attracts thousands of people. And just ancestor travel in general, that's where my heart is. My heart's in Italy and going back to the land of my ancestry. So, Dennis just shook his head and said, nope, sorry, Val. So
I want to... I will tell you this, though, Val. I can't, I'm sorry that we disappointed you with not making it a trend, but we have a very good tour operators and travel agent, a reporter at Skift, who has pitched me that very story idea. So you may see that in print in Skift very soon. So
that's almost a trade-off there, Val. You almost got it.
I like that. Wait, I like that. Placate
by me. The way, if you're listening and you want to know more about these megatrends, you can go to skift.com and just click on the megatrends banner. They've got links all over the homepage. And you can, it's also my understanding, Tom, that they can register for free and do this via live stream tomorrow when you guys go, if they'd like to.
That's at myskift.com/event/megatrends2022online. So if you went to myskift.com/event/megatrends2022online and register, we'll have a virtual presentation from 2 to 5 tomorrow.
And some really big names. You've got Hilton and Marriott, and you've got Kayak and Hopper. We had the Hopper people here a couple of weeks ago. Some really good stuff, friends. So I would really encourage you to go check that out. And if interested, sign up for it. Tom, before we have to let you go, real quickly, if people are coming out of COVID and they're saying, okay, maybe I canceled a bucket list item or something in the COVID era, in the year and a half, what's the one mega trend that you think will most impact the most number of people, and they should keep that in mind when planning maybe to resume those bucket list items?
Well, there's this mega trend that actually Dennis, who Val just referenced, wrote, called uncertainty is the new certainty. And I think that as a traveler, you just have to sort of bake that into your mindset, that that there's going to be a level of uncertainty there, at least for the coming years, that wasn't there before. So I think everybody that's planning to travel just needs to sort of get their head around that and prepare for that.
Well, it is certainly going to be an uncertain time. I think that's
Right.
That's the one
but
thing that
we see. It is you know, looking positive, though, going forward, isn't it, Tom, in just recovering? We're going to get there.
I think so. I mean, it's a little bit of a lurch back and forth, Val, but, you know, I
sure
think
is.
We're going to see, you know, the CEO of Delta, Ed Bashy, came out last week and said he thinks when Omicron peaks that the pandemic will turn into an endemic disease, which would be a huge turning point.
Yeah, that's because then you have the therapeutics that can just handle it,
right?
And we don't have to do all this other funny stuff anymore. Yeah,
right. For their confidence in traveling as well. If it's an endemic versus a pandemic, I think people will be more confident to travel.
Well, and let me tell you both this, and I'll whisper it so nobody else hears it, just the three of us. But I think we're going to see that within a couple of weeks. I don't think we're that far off from the endemic stage of this getting underway, and particularly in the cities where it really hit us right away, like Washington and Newark and some others, they're already talking about a huge decline in new cases that is kind of similar to what South Africa had when it kind of got past its peak. So, you know, fingers crossed. Hopefully we're
from your mouth to God's ears, Kevin.
I'm saying so. Let's do it. Well, Tom, thank you for taking time out tonight.
Right. As our founder, Rafat Ali, stiff founder is Rafat Ali, says in his opening essay for the Megatrends this year, he says, ignore the naysayers, dive into 2022 with optimism, intent, and purpose. So I'll leave you with that.
No, that's well said. And again,
absolutely.
If people want information, give that URL one more time. It's myskiff.com.
myskiff.com/event/Megatrends2022online.
All right.
All right. Tom, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin and Val, for having me on tonight. Appreciate it.
You got it. There he goes.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
For the big conference, Val. You've been to one. You got to go to the one at TWA. I haven't been to any big
travel conferences. Oh, the TWA hotel. Yeah, this one is a Zoom only, though. This one is not.
You broadcast with us from that hotel that night, which was kind of cool. We got to watch planes outside your hotel window, which I'm not sure everybody ever realizes that now that can happen. But
I'm in love with that hotel here. JFK. Phenomenal.
Val, they got Tom Klein from, Kurtarez? Is that how you say that? Hilton's Laura Fuentes is going to be there. Ty Breland from Marriott International. Enver Dumini from Cape Town Tourism. Steve Hafner, the CEO of Kayak. Everybody's heard of Kayak. And Dakota Smith from Hopper. We just had the Hopper people on a couple of weeks ago.
That's right. Yep.
Those are the major keynotes for tomorrow. They've got the all-star lineup there.
Yeah, because Skift is really well respected in the industry, and these mega trends, will go a long way with people. They're highly, highly respected, and there's a lot of intelligence there. Looking forward.
I'm with you. I think they should have put ancestral travel up there, though.
I think so too. I think it's something that's booming and growing, and I think it's just getting bigger as we go along.
Yeah.
So many people, because I'm ensconced in that world, as you know, and there is so much online, there's so much on Facebook with these ancestry platforms. So, so maybe that'll happen. It sounds like it might. It sounds like someone's nudging them at Skiff to push them in that direction.
Might someone be one Valerie Delia? We'll have to wait and see.
Hey,
before we're done tonight, Valerie Delia will have deals for you. That's coming up in a few segments. We're also going to talk about some fun things that occupied our time over the last week. And Val, I understand you're heading back to Italy. We're just going to have to figure out what's going on in your world again as well. It's a big travel night. Maybe you want to join the conversation. You can do that easily as well. 877-970-2999. And we can take your call and have part of the discussion as well if you've got thoughts about travel on this Tuesday. It is Travel Night, Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere.
Happy New Year, friends. 2022 is going to be a critical year for America and for AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, along with their nearly 2 million members like me. The fight to stop out-of-control spending in the president's Build Back Better scheme is far from over. Congress is plotting more legislation that could hurt our seniors, and the midterm elections will be a battle for freedom versus socialism. Unlike liberal groups, AMAC is America's conservative, action-oriented 50 60-plus organization, fighting hard every day in Washington and across the nation for our seniors. So I'm urging you to choose AMAC now. You'll receive all the great membership benefits, including AMAC discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants, and your membership will support your values. Go to PragerForAMAC.com. It's AMAC, PragerForAMAC.com, or call 855-331-6929. Again, go to PragerForAMAC.com to become an AMAC member now.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. The education assistance I received made it possible for me to be the first person in my family to go to school and graduate debt-free. That education helped get me to the first day at my dream job, a job that I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job, plus the other benefits possible from the Army National Guard, helped me become a first-time homeowner. Also, part of my role as a National Guard soldier means I know that I can be one of the first to respond and help my community if disaster ever strikes. I'm extremely proud that I get to serve my community, and that first step I took by joining the Army National Guard has made all the difference in my life. Talk to your local recruiter or visit NationalGuard.com to find out what firsts are available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer. Secular Live, weekdays at 4 p.m. on AM970, The Answer. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, nobody needed the news and traffic update at the bottom of the hour. We're just going to take the time.
What happened?
I don't know. Somebody didn't want to file a report or something. Anyway, we're back. She's Valerie Dealey. I'm Kevin McCullough. And we didn't have a chance to chat at the top of the show, Val. I know you had kind of a fun, exciting week last week. And you did a little Margaritaville, Broadway, dinner out. Friends, I mean, you living up the life.
Well, I loved it, Kevin. It was just so nice to be, you know, back in Times Square, where I really felt that it was just hopping there, and got a couple of tickets to the Music Man at the Winter Garden Theater. I just went in there and bought them, you know, right directly from the window, and this was a couple of a week or so in advance of my friend Donna, my BFF, who, you know, since fifth grade.
Wow.
And she came in, and we went to the Music Man. You know, everybody was masked up. You had to show your vaccination card and your ID, and it was packed, Kevin, and this was a Saturday matinee.
Wow.
2 p.m. There was not a seat open, and it was really, you know, phenomenal, and all I can say is Hugh Jackman. and I'm a Music Man fan. I went to see the Music Man many times at the Neil Simon Theater with Craig Bierko and, sadly now, the late Rebecca Luker. And I saw that so many times, so, you know, I'm just like, you know, a CD. I can just hum every song. And
how did you personally like Hugh Jackman, and who's the co-star with him? In this?
Sutton Foster.
How did you like Hugh and Sutton's interpretations of those roles that you saw from those classic performers so many times?
I didn't love Sutton in the beginning. I just thought that she wasn't right for him. But as it went along,
can any woman really be right for Hugh Jackman if Hugh Jackman's in the room?
I know, right?
Leave her, Hugh. Come to me, I promise.
And I think when she finally turned, and when she finally, you know, let her hair down and her guard down, and then it was a lot of fun. And when the kiss came, this is the post-COVID kiss. They both had COVID,
oh, wow.
So they were, you know, making out on stage. And I thought that was really something. But I mean, Hugh Jackman is phenomenal in the role, and not only is he extremely talented, but he's extremely handsome. And who doesn't love
Hugh
Jackman?
I'm so shocked that the word handsome
came up, right? But what a good, it was standing ovation, you know,
sure,
all the way through. It was just I highly recommended. And what I really liked about it was that it was a matinee, Kevin. And so Don and I were out of there by about 5 p.m. And we were just, you know, leaving that place, smiling and singing.
And where'd you go to dinner after?
Oh, yes. I went to Margaritaville, Times Square, which was now
just... I figured you'd
want
to promote it, so I was making sure you had a chance to do so.
Yeah, so, and that's gotten some accolades as one of the, you know, best hotels openings here in the United States, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so Don and I went there, and we went up to the third floor, I believe it was, and we just, you know, had margaritas, and
of
we
course.
Had some fish. We had, yeah, it was a really nice evening. And then you could see where the ball drops when you go up to the highest level
right.
of the Margaritaville Hotel, and you're behind it. So that is, you know, I don't know if it's too much of a secret at this point, but I'd like to do that, you know, for some, you know, upcoming
New Year's.
That's
probably a more advantageous New Year's Eve spot than standing in the cattle pen down on the street.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And if you can, but they were charging $2,000 for New Year's Eve per person.
All right.
So
I hope that came with a lot of margaritas.
I would hope so. But what a fun, Kevin. It was just a really fun New York is back kind of a day and evening.
Yeah.
So
no,
just had a fabulous time and just felt like, okay, just really glad that we're making strides here.
That's cool. Well, my bride and I, we did something we had not done in a year and a half, and that was we had date night last Friday.
Ooh.
And so Mark Forgione, who was on, I think he was on Top Chef, and he's been on a bunch of other things in terms of the food ranks. But he has a couple of places in New York, and we didn't go to his more well-known one, the Mark Forgione formal eatery. We went to his secondary place called Peasant. And it's down near the Bowery, Nolita section. And we pulled in and got a really good parking spot on the street, which I always think, cha-ching, I just saved $100 in, you know, street parking.
Yeah.
But we had a really fabulous night. There's a lamb ragu that is, speaking of Italian, this is all rustic Italian that he serves there. This lamb ragu that was just to die for over gnocchi, and it was some of the best gnocchi and ragu I've ever had. And it was in the fact that it was lamb, and I'm only so-so most of the time on lamb, but this was really phenomenal. And then when we kind of like, you know, had our full meal and kind of like satiated that whole peasant experience, and we're going to go back there a bunch. My bride was like, hey, let's go check out the Carlyle. We've lived in New York for however many years. We've never gone to late night and to listen to jazz at the Bemelmans at the Carlyle. So and you have to stand in line, you know, and get in if you're not a guest of the hotel. But our wait only ended up being 15 or 20 minutes. And when we did get in, I forgot that Bemelmans was the place where they have, if you're a fan of the Madeline storybook series, which my six-year-old is just nuts about that, they have the paintings there on the wall on the in Bemelmans. So we got a spot at the bar right by the girls in Two Straight Lines from Madeline. And it was just great. And they had this jazz set, piano, upright bass, and they were really good. And I don't know, we stayed up, you know, having clinking champagne and having some little nibbles until late. But it's one of those things where when you look back on it, you're like, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to live in New York. That's why I wanted to be here, to have those kinds of evenings. And we were able to do it, and it did. What you just said, it felt like for the first time in a while, that almost felt like a normal, great New York moment again. And if we can multiply that a bazillion times by 100 million people over the next year, we'll be in good shape. We'll have to wait and see. All right. So when we come back, we've got a number of things. There's some news items we haven't gotten to yet. CDC has 22 new destinations that they don't want you to go to. I'll tell you what some of them are. And we've got Delia's Deals before we're done. It's all coming up on Travel Night. Don't go away.
You have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you. Get great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the radio listener square, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Mike's newest product is MyPillow Towels, made in the USA with 100% USA cotton, offering a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors. Originally priced at $109.99, now for a limited time, reduced to $39.99. You heard right, $39.99 with promo code AM970. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
When you order your Walgreens prescriptions with same-day delivery, it's possible you'll experience some side effects. Side effects may include joy that you won't run out of your pills and disbelief at just how crazy fast the delivery came right to your door. Get your same-day prescription refill today on the Walgreens app.
To use same-day Rx delivery or 1-2 business day delivery, you must be opted into prescription status alerts. It will appear as an option if orders before that store's cutoff time for the day. Certain health plans do not cover or participate in same-day Rx delivery. Check with your health plan for further details. Excludes California.
Hi, folks. This is Jerry Crowley, General Manager at Salem Media Group in New York. I want to tell you about a terrific opportunity we have for two people to join us, one to sell digital advertising and the other to sell radio advertising at the radio station. Please drop me a note at jerry.crowley@salem.cc if you're interested or you know someone who might be interested in joining us. jerry.crowley@salem.cc. Thank you very much.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, Governor Murphy, President Biden, they should go out in force with the police behind them and say, we support the blue. We support law enforcement. This is non-negotiable. We're not defunding the police. We support the people who are putting their lives on the line. I stand with these men and women behind me. I dare a politician to have the guts to do that.
Listen to Piscopo in the morning on AM 970. The answer.
Sometimes one thing leads to another thing. A look leads to a touch becomes a caress, and before you know it, it's on. When that moment comes, the last thing you want to be thinking is, am I ready? With Roman, you can take care of ED discreetly, so when the moment comes, you're not stuck crossing your fingers. Just go to GetRoman.com to schedule a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. It takes less than 15 minutes. If you're prescribed, Roman will ship your medication in discreet, unlabeled packaging with free two-day delivery. You'll get refills on autopilot, and you can easily pause or cancel your plan anytime. The fact is, 52% of men will experience ED in their lifetime. But that doesn't mean it has to slow you down. Visit GetRoman.com/freedom today to learn about treatments and offers like doses starting at just $2. That's GetRoman.com/freedom. The next time it's on, be more than ready. Be Roman ready.
Wake up with Joe Piscopo at 6. Ride home with John Katzenmatidis at 5 on AM 970. The answer. Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
Yeah, thank you, Lonnie Perkins. I was just listening to Lonnie and that previous liner remind you that Joe wakes you up every morning right here 6 to 10 on AM 970 The Answer. And then John Katzenmatidis, the great New York first citizen, 5 p.m., number one show, an afternoon drive, and he's everywhere. He's absolutely everywhere. Followed by Arthur Idala's new show at 6 o'clock, making the case for the city he loves as the number one most in-demand criminal attorney in the country. And then we get to come along and make the same case, but from a different perspective for New York every night. Radio Night Live, so glad to have you with us. Please check out the new lineup on your drive home every night from work. It is unlike anything else in New York radio, and it's only on AM 970. The Answer. Valerie Delia joins me every Tuesday. Val, this is breaking news, and it's something you're going to just love.
Yeah.
The CDC has told the cruise lines no more mandatory COVID-19 protocols. This is a voluntary program now only that the cruise lines can put into effect, but no more of the mandatory, we're going to tell you how to run your ships and how to do all your stuff from the CDC. That's got to be good news for cruisers everywhere.
I think, and I agree with that, Kevin, to move forward in that way, that they are recommending the CDC that the cruise lines continue to follow the mitigation guidelines, but now it's up to the cruise ships. And I think, you know, you and I spoke about cruising a couple of weeks ago, and I think that this is really a good move, that it'll be lightening up, and I think it'll attract more people to cruise.
I think it'll be, yeah, I think it's a number one step towards getting more people on the boats, which is probably the biggest hurdle that they're still facing. Hey, some other breaking news as we're sitting here, 22 new destinations on the CDC don't visit list. These are the level four places, but I'm not going to read them all, but there's some significant ones. British Virgin Islands, you're talking about Panama, you're talking about Bahamas, Bermuda, St. Martin, St. Lucia. These are some significant destinations for Americans, particularly at this time of year. People think about getting away, getting down for the sunshine. CDC says, no, we've got one case of COVID and however many, 500 or whatever, and they're saying this is a place where you shouldn't go. They're not low risk anymore. They're elevated risk. In fact, they're at level four. Mm-hmm. So not the greatest news.
No, but I still have the feeling that you do, Kevin, like you said at the beginning of the show, that as we go forward, hopefully we can be out of this by the time I get to Italy on April, in the beginning of April.
Our secret. We're not going to tell anybody. We're going to be done with Omicron very soon.
Going
back? Are you doing more work on the documentary? Is this just
yes,
pleasure?
Yes, I am.
Is this family?
What's going on? Sorry, Kevin. Yes, I will. I'm speaking with, I'm doing what they call shopping it around. I'm shopping around the documentary to turn it into an episodic series. And then I'm also going to be working with a production company called Diamante TV, which is Diamond TV.
Okay.
So, but this will be happening more around Easter time. But not before, Kevin, that the Margaritaville cruise ship will be embarking on its very first cruise, and from Palm Beach to Freeport. And I'm really hoping that we can work it so that we might be able to be on that inaugural cruise.
Wouldn't that be something to do the show from the Margaritaville boat?
What would you think of that?
Oh, that would be great. I'd be down for that. And a couple of days in Florida, come on, who's going to turn that down?
And Jimmy. Jimmy's got to be there. So.
Especially, well, you would hope. I mean, come on, he's got to come do some songs on the
show. Oh, gosh, of course he would. Yes,
do you think he'll? Do you think he'll break the magnum of champagne over the ship's hull just before we set sail?
It ain't going to be champagne. It'll be a margarita. It'll be a bottle
of
margarita.
Right. A bottle of tequila.
Tequila, exactly. That's what I think. Oh, absolutely. That's
bottle
what
of Blanco
be.
Right here. Kapoosh.
But the fact that we're not out of this yet, though, Kevin, and I just wanted to tell you about this change, because we have been talking about this, the travel and adventure show at the Javits Center.
Yeah.
It has now been changed and moved up to March 18th through 20th instead of at the end of this month. So
okay.
That is the COVID date change that I wanted to alert our listeners to. And as we have been telling them, that the tickets are $9 for our listeners, but the date has changed.
And they can get them at travelwithval.com under Delia's Deals. You can get those $9 tickets. But Val, that's way,
right.
way better than last year, having to initially say, well, we may do it virtually, and then eventually just canceling the whole thing altogether. I mean, this is
exactly.
The fact that they're just bumping it
a
few weeks down. We can live with that.
Yes. I'm looking forward to that one, too. And now we've got the IMM, the media marketplace for journalists, coming up at the end of next week. So I'm looking forward to going to that as well. So your journalists
are matched
up with people in the industry. Yeah,
yeah.
I love it. I want to continue to be busy.
Being busy beats the alternative, doesn't it? I
mean, oh, I'll
we've
say.
All been not busy, and we've seen that movie. We're done with that. Let's get back to being busy again. That's what we want to do. And we've got some, if I'm not mistaken, when we come back from our next break, you're going to have a bunch of deals for us. So we're going to be taking a look at those as well. And I don't know, Val, I mean, and you were kind enough to try to help me with this. We were really trying to get the kids to Disneyland sometime in February. It doesn't look like we're going to do that, but we may still get it on the calendar for sometime in April. So we might be looking at that now as a kind of our backstop option if the February thing doesn't happen. But I know my kids are dying to they're dying to get out there and get at it again. I mean, we've taken a few road trips during COVID, but this would be the first really big travel trip that we would have done since the pandemic hit.
Okay, are you favoring California over Orlando?
Yeah, because my bride's from California, and she's a Disney snob. You know, like, land is always better than world, and so there's no convincing her otherwise. I'm not even going to try. It's not worth it for me because I don't have a dog in that fight. I'll go to either one. I'll take the kids to either one. But, you know, that was the original, and for the California girl at heart, it's hard to give that up.
I understand that reasoning. Have you been out there to that Disneyland?
Yes, several times since we dated. Like, we had quite a few dates there, actually. And then, you know, when we've had vacations back to see parents and family and whatever. And the fun thing that would be about doing that is the brother-in-law and his wife and their 5-year-old daughter, who's just a few months younger than our 6-year-old, and then their baby twins, who are twin boys who are now 1 going on 2 or 2 going on 3, I forget. They would be a little bit older, and they'll be able to kind of like waddle around and see Mickey for the first time. So that, this would be
great.
Like a real family memory making kind of trip. If we can actually pull it off, we're going to have to see, but it's a lot of undertaking.
What fun. No, that sounds like a blast. So yeah. I'll be rooting for you on that one.
Yeah. And I'm rooting for you in Italy. We got to get that episodes going. All right. When we come back, it is Valerie's Adelia's Deals. What does she have by way of great discounts for you to take maybe the vacation of your dreams? It is a miserable, chilly, blisteringly cold winter in New York City. Would you like to go somewhere nice? Listen up. She's got good ones for you. Coming right back. Don't go away.
You have homeowners insurance for a good reason, because without it, a fire, flood, or burglary could destroy you financially. But there's another major crime your homeowner's policy doesn't cover. It's called home title fraud. The FBI calls title fraud one of the fastest growing crimes, and it can ruin you financially, which is why you should consider Home Title Lock. Title fraud happens when a criminal forges your signature on documents stating you sold your home to him. Then he takes out loans against your home and leaves you with the payments. You can spend a fortune in legal fees trying to prove you didn't commit fraud. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title. The instant they detect anyone from a cyber thief to a renter to a relative trying to forge their way onto your home's title, they help shut it down. Go to HometitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim, and enter radio for 30 days of free protection. That's code radio at HometitleLock.com.
This is Sebastian Gorka, and I want to invite you to join me for a powerful travel opportunity that will likely become the highlight of your year. I'm headed to Israel in November 2022 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places, meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Together, we'll uncover key geopolitical insights as we unpack Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll return home empowered by the experience. If you ever dreamt of visiting Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. For more information, call 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com. 855-565-5519 or standwithisraeltour.com.
Hi friends, this is Katie Pavlich from townhall.com. The liberal media and big tech are working overtime to promote the left's anti-American agenda and silence me and the reporters on our team at Town Hall. We have to bring the truth to the American people, free from the spin of big media and the censorship of those big tech companies. We're constantly covering the news that matters, exposing the COVID lies, the leftist rot and crime surge in our cities, the illegal alien crisis at our southern border, and all of Joe Biden's unconstitutional overreach, including the critical race theory attacks on our children and grandchildren by school boards and the Department of Justice. I hope you'll support our vital team of conservative journalists today. You can do so by going to townhallaction.com. While cancel culture and big tech comes for us, the direct support of our VIP members helps make us uncancelable. Please join our team by becoming a VIP member at townhallaction.com. That's townhallaction.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Larry Elder is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, and you ever want a copy of any of the Radio Night Live stuff that we do, you can always go to the Kevin McCullough section of SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Audible. They're all there. Just look for Radio Night Live and look for Valerie Delia, and you get all the episodes that she's on with us and doing all the travel stuff. And Val, tonight, Delia's Deals, it's all yours.
All right. Yeah. Well, I want to stick with New York City first, because, Kevin, it may have been restaurant week when you were describing your outing with your bride, because we now have New York City Hotel Week, and we also have Restaurant Week, and we have Broadway Week. It's more than a week, though. This goes through till February 13th. So if you want to get out into New York City, there's 110 New York hotels that are offering a 22% discount on standard room rates. So so that comes from NYC and Company.
Save 22 and 22. I like that. There's someone good working in marketing over there.
Hey, you said it. All right. Now, here's one for golfers. This is in Panama. The Santa Maria is a luxury collection hotel, and you can do a stay-and-play package, deluxe accommodations for two guests, daily breakfast, one round of golf per adult for each paid night, and the rates are from $225 a night. You can book this through October 15th of 2022. Now, American Queen Voyages. I really like these. They're kind of these quirky voyages between Cincinnati to Memphis on the Ohio River, Portland to Toronto, and that one takes you in the splendors of New England, Chicago to Toronto, the Great Lakes, and Vancouver to Sitka. And so there are some sales on these as well. And up to, Kevin, unbelievable, $5,400 bonus savings per stateroom if you book by February 28th on these select voyages. So I think those are kind of a little left of center, and those look like fun to me. And then, let's see, did we talk about the Panama City, the Santa Maria? Yeah, we did. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, we did. Okay. And
now,
so,
those
yeah,
American Queen voyages, those look incredible.
Yeah.
And, friends, you can find all of these by going to travelwithval.com and clicking on Delia's Deals right at the top of the page. Travelwithval.com, Delia's Deals. And she's got other ones besides the one she covers here on the air. So you should check those out as well before you're done. And don't forget, if you just want to go see the travel show, you get a cheaper ticket to see the travel show than anywhere else. If you go travelwithval.com, you're going to get a $9 ticket for entry as opposed to whatever the full price is. So go check that out as well. And Valerie, it's always a pleasure to connect with you on Tuesdays. And we're going to do it again soon.
We sure will, Kevin. Thank you.
You got it. All right. Tomorrow, I'm anticipating, we're hoping to have Dr. Mark Siegel of the Fox News Medical All-Stars. What's the latest? Will we really be past the pandemic in just a couple of weeks? I'll ask him right here on Radio Night Live. You don't want to miss it tomorrow night, starting at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.